things were going to be better. In fact, at the time, I never thought that things could have gotten worse. But they have, believe me, they have. I spend every day at the bridge now. No one can see me, but I'm there. Day after day, watching cars go by. There are others here, too, but we don't communicate. I try not to even look at them. They're so sad. Most of them are soaking wet because they jumped. I was going to jump, but lost my nerve. It seems so much easier just to jump in front of that truck. It would be all over in a matter of moments, I thought. How wrong I was. The endless monotony of my days is enough to drive a person nuts. But the nights are worse. At night, my real punishment begins. Every time someone sheds a tear or has a nightmare because of me, I have to go to them. They can't see me or hear me or even feel my presence, but I have to be there. I have to listen as that truck driver agonizes over what he could have done to avoid hitting me. I have to pay attention while the man cries himself to sleep. And he didn't even know me. My friends are angry and consider me a coward. Took the easy way out, is a phrase they sometimes use. If only they knew. But they don't see me in the room when my sister cries. To my astonishment and dismay, she blames herself for what I did. I never blamed her for anything. She had nothing to do with it, but she's convinced herself that it was somehow her fault. And they don't see me watching my brother toss and turn until he finally wakes up with a scream, dreaming that he's just watched me go under a truck. And they don't see me with my parents as they wonder where they could have possibly have gone wrong and ask each other why I did it. My father walks to the bridge every day. He stands there sadly and silently, watching the cars go by, day after day. It's enough to make me wish I hadn't made such a mistake.